The number of meth lab busts in Indiana decreased by over 500 last year, down more than a third from 2015. But Indiana State Police Sergeant Mike Toll says there's still a high demand for the illegal stimulant.
Quality of methamphetamine is being provided in the crystal form or the imported form for roughly the same amount, and you don't have to go through the chances of manufacturing. And we believe that had a large impact. We've also seen an increase in the heroin use.
Tolls, a supervisor for the meth suppression unit, says on the positive side, the decrease in homemade meth means fewer kids and families are being exposed to the extremely toxic chemicals. He says meth investigators can also now focus on interdiction of synthetic crystal meth. Toll says the decline in meth labs began last year, even before the new law requiring pharmacists to police sales of pseudoephedrine, the main meth precursor, took effect in July. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee DeNoon, Indianapolis.